This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the instant match reaction. It's Chris Pajak, it's James Redmond. Liverpool just beaten Barcelona by 4 goals. I'll say it again. Liverpool have just beaten Barcelona by 4 goals.
I'll say it again.
Liverpool have just beaten Barcelona by 4-0 to get through to the Champions League final in Madrid. Phil Coutinho has got a sore back and can't get on the plane, but it doesn't matter because it's on his fucking plane.
Exactly.
It's our plane to Real Madrid, James. James, what a fucking side. There's the team. This means more. That's what it's all about, you know what I mean? This Liverpool side are unbelievable, aren't they? We've got to look at it.
Yes, Chris.
Nice one. And then, I genuinely don't know where to start tonight, mate. This Liverpool side, from the first minute till the last minute, have given everything they've got for this football club, for this fan base to get to Madrid in the final of the Champions League, and we've friggin' done it, mate.
All the adversity that we have had to overcome this past week, you know, Newcastle first, and that is important to talk about, 2-2, we're looking like we're going to draw the game, not even go into this game with any momentum. Origi, listen, I know it was an own goal, but it's Origi's goal, I don't give a fuck. He comes up with the guns, and tonight, him and Genie Wijnaldum, listen, I said Mane was the best player in the world, yeah. But them two are remarkable and they're up there, especially Genie. When he came on,
Oh my god.
Like,
it was pretty much every player on the pitch tonight. Let's talk about the goalkeeper first and foremost. I don't think we're in that tie if we don't have a world class goalkeeper.
No.
Alisson made save after save after save, one on ones from fucking distance, from Lionel Messi, didn't matter. He was making them, and it was like you shall not pass.
People are saying Van Dijk signing the season, and he very may well be. He's been amazing. No, but listen. We wouldn't be in the Champions League without Alisson. If you go back to the Napoli game, we wouldn't be in this position. And if you look at where we are now, you've just got to think of how much this man saved us this season. He saved us multiple points in the league, and he's kept us in the Champions League. And we're here because of Alisson, and as well as everyone else, not just Alisson, but he's a big part. And he's been truly remarkable, and he's definitely in contention for the best goalkeeper in the world. And anyone who says otherwise are ridiculous. That's a fair statement.
The difference between Ter Stegen and Alisson tonight. I thought Ter Stegen looked shaky. I thought he looked tiny as well, to be honest. I didn't notice it in the new camp because, you know, everyone looked tiny when I was up there, and I was pissed. But Alisson, comparatively, is a different class to Ter Stegen from what we saw tonight. And then you look at the defence and the whole defence from right back to left back through the centre halves, each one of them put in a world class performance, and they had to. They were going up against Phil Coutinho, they were going up against Luis Suarez, and they were going up against the best player that's ever lived, that's ever played this game that we call football, that we love so much.
Sadio Mane.
Lionel Messi. Right. And we kept them all quiet.
Yeah, unbelievable. And this is Alisson's game, isn't it? You know, he likes this kind of game, you know, going...
Alisson's fucking weird, and we're just living in it, James.
Do you know what, Chris? Couldn't have said it better myself. But like I said, just the whole team, man, just showing passion and love, and you don't see that at other clubs. You just don't see it, and that's why we're so fortunate to have this manager, this group of players, literally stupid, idiotic Liverpool fans, listen, saying Klopp out, shut your mouth, mate.
Who was saying that? No one was saying that, come on.
After the Barcelona game, I promise you, it was really on my Twitter feed, and I was absolutely furious.
You're following the wrong people.
I'm not following them no more, though. That's the thing that we've got to remember. And it was ridiculous. And now he has shown why he is arguably up there with the greatest of managers. And I know it's bold to say that because he hasn't won a trophy. But
for us.
For us. But just he's just got something. He's got something that other managers don't have.
You don't get to two Champions League finals on the bounce by not being a good manager, by definitely not being world class. And the decisions that he made tonight, you know, you take it back to the starting 11, no Mo Salah, no Roberto Firmino, puts his trust in Jadon Sancho, puts his trust in Divock Origi, puts his trust in Milner in midfield, and every one of those players stood up for him tonight. Everyone from all around the pitch, Joe Matip, I'll tell you what, if Virgil, I don't know, but Joel Matip might be playing better than Virgil van Dijk even. The last 4 or 5 weeks, that performance from Joel Matip tonight, he was something else. He was something else.
I'm not even going to deny that. Listen, him and van Dijk have been amazing. They've both been brilliant. And it just shows what a few years can do. Literally last season, maybe the season before, we're struggling with our centre-halves. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know when this defence is going to improve. Van Dijk comes in. And he has helped Matip.
Yeah,
Matip doesn't be that good without Van Dijk, but now he has learnt a lot from him. He has learnt a hell of a lot, and he is a brilliant centre-half now. And like you said, the performances he's put in over the past few games, since Leighton, mate, absolutely unbelievable.
Like, you know, look, Andy Robinson fighting through pain. I think it was a dead leg. I think I saw someone saying to Jürgen, because I was quite close to the manager tonight, I think I'm pretty sure someone shouted to him, it's a dead leg and stuff. But then I think it was more than that. I think it was Luis Suarez off the ball, because I remember him going down and Suarez having a little kick at him or something like that.
He kicked him, man.
It's bad, that.
It is bad. It is, but listen, someone said to me the other week, he was on our bed and now he's theirs. It's as simple as that. And I hate to say it, but we actually kind of benefited from Robertson going off for Wijnaldum, because, you know, Wijnaldum was so good. But Barcelona came here today and they were kicking the shit out of us. They were fouling us. They were doing all this. They were trying to intimidate us, but you don't intimidate Liverpool at Anfield. Doesn't work that way. But them 11 players and us Liverpool fans, we intimidate the fuck out of you. Don't think you can come to our stadium and take over. This is our stadium for a reason. And tonight just shown. This is the symbolic home of the Champions League. I don't give a fuck.
And it may be the home of the trophy for a year.
I hope
in
so.
A few weeks'
okay.
time. But listen, let's talk a little bit about Barcelona then, the way they played. Again, I was absolutely bladdered in Barcelona, so I can't remember it loads. But I was dead eye up. I do remember that because I felt sick. But one thing I didn't notice about them, and probably everybody else will tell you it's exactly the same, you don't see it on watchback, it's all the off the ball fouls. Like, yeah. I don't know whether that was the same. Paul, was it the same in Barca, mate?
Yes.
It was, right? So all the off-the-ball fouls, it's them little nudges in the back.
Yeah.
It's getting people off balance. Fabinho, it happened 2, 3 or 4 times. They knew he was the man that was going to break up the attacks. Mm-hmm. And they were just throwing shoulders in as he's running through the middle. And they just kept on doing it over and over. The referee was dog shit tonight. The referee did not want Liverpool to win. He didn't want Liverpool to get a decision.
Funnily enough, that was the same referee who refereed the Dortmund game. Maybe 1-4-3. That was the same referee.
Go ahead, lads.
Yeah, so
maybe he did want us to win. Bring him back for the final.
Listen, he can be as shit as he wants, but if he wants to keep bringing luck like that, then by all means, referee as many games as you want. If you want to referee the Man City game next week, go for it, mate. Go for it. You know what I mean? I don't mind. But no, Barcelona, they just didn't know how to cope with us, and rightly so. We came out aggressive, and I've said it every time that I've came on here: aggressive, aggression. That's how we've got to play against any team, and they can't handle it when we're at our best and the fans are all behind and we're all up for it. No one's beating us. You know, it wouldn't be as valued, but if that was every week, no team would be able to come over that. That intimidates players. Like you said before, the greatest player of all time, and Lionel Messi, he comes here, don't get me wrong, gets a few chances, but doesn't look like the greatest player of all time. We get him out of the game. Last week, that was the best player of all time.
He was walking around the pitch, and I know that this is something that Lionel Messi does a lot.
Yeah.
He does take he has moments in games, he sparks to life and you can't stop him. But he was walking around the pitch with his head down, like he was a little bit disinterested, like he hadn't been in an atmosphere like that before, like he wasn't expecting
that's
the
exactly
Barcelona.
That's exactly how I was looking at him.
Well, he didn't. He didn't have a clue how to deal with it. And he couldn't get into the game. He was dropping way back below the halfway line, couldn't get the ball. Every time he got the ball, Fabinho, Milner, Henderson, like a fly-around shit.
Yeah.
They just had Messi all night.
And don't get me started on Suarez and Coutinho. Listen, they leave the club and everyone goes into disarray, and rightly so. When Suarez left, it was a tough time for us. We found it hard to get back in, but they come here tonight and we show them what they're missing out on. And don't get me wrong, we don't need them right now, we don't, and because we've got arguably the best team in the world, arguably. I understand we're not top of the league, but that tonight, that doesn't happen. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I'm speechless. I can't talk. It's remarkable.
And it is. Look, you know, Luis Suarez, look, from him taking the kickoff, bad decision, Valverde. bad decision. He should not have taken that kickoff because it got loud, it got gnarly, it was fucking boos and hisses and ears were ringing all around us. And from that moment on, I thought, we're going to fucking do something special here. Six minutes in, the first goal goes in and you're like, brilliant, this is brilliant. And the crowd, the way we were baying for blood, the way the team were fighting for everything, every challenge that seemed to be going against us didn't stop them. They carried on, they kept going. Henderson fighting, being the captain.
What a performance by Henderson, man. Oh my God. And I love the fact he's proved everyone wrong at this dead end of the season. He stepped up as a captain and that's what we've needed. Oh my word, the performance he puts in today. When he went down injured, I was like, if he goes off, that's devastating, because he's been brilliant at the start of this game. And when he came back, he's just been kicked the shit out of, and now he's back right in the game, ready, and he's being a leader.
It was a funny 5 minutes actually after Henderson, you reminded me, this went down. I thought Liverpool themselves lost their heads for five, and it was the only five I thought we lost our heads for. And I do think that that shows you how important Jordan Henderson is to this Liverpool side, because when he was injured and he was running around, and Robertson then picked up that little injury, I did think to myself, are we going to be able to recover here? Barcelona get going on top. You know, it was only 1-0 I think at the time of all this happening, but Liverpool, they do what they always do. They drag themselves up, they dust themselves down, and they frigging go again. And we made it through to half time. Substitutions made. Robertson unfortunately has to come off, and that will have galled him, because I think, you know, as much as Trent is the scouser on our side, I do feel like Andy Robertson's the heartbeat this Liverpool side as well, you know what I mean? And, he comes out to great applause again, you know, just after half-time, sits on the bench with his hood up and stuff like that, and he looked down and out. But he wasn't, because this Liverpool side, again, a fourth, something, Genie Wijnaldum comes on, changes the midfield dynamic completely. They're not being able to pick up runs. Trent Alexander-Arnold whipping balls in. They couldn't deal with the headers. And it was an English performance against the Barcelona side.
That corner, Chris, that's the type of thing that Barcelona does to a team. Do you remember a few years
ago?
The quick one, the corner, trying to divot. Oh my word, that's the type of stuff that Barcelona does to teams. If you remember the penalty a few years back where Messi passes it to Suarez or something, or it was the other way around. We'd basically done that in the corner. Our players are stood there, like, right, let's get ready for this corner. Their players are there, like, right, let's defend. Next thing you know, Trent's already gone, bam, and then Origi's just put it in. They were the only two players who was awake. All the Barcelona players were asleep. Even our players weren't aware, but them two, they were both switched on. They both knew exactly what they wanted to do, and that's why Jurgen Klopp is so great, because obviously that's not just something that you can come up with in the moment. That is definitely planned. Maybe not for this game, but definitely before.
Well, we know the short corner, the quick corner that was taken the other week, the way that Wijnaldum finished that one, you know, just on the edge and about 10 yards out. That was the team half time that recognised something. This I think was something different. This wasn't the team. I'm surmising, I'm guessing here, this was two lads who were on the same page, and Barcelona weren't even fucking had the book open, you know what I mean, never mind being on the right page. These two lads just flipped it out, goal, 4-0, and then we had something to lose. And then the atmosphere, it wasn't nervous, but I think everybody recognised it. Shit, now we can lose something. We were tantalising close to winning something, but when you're in the winning position, it's different. And again, Jurgen Klopp makes the right decisions. I was a little bit worried, I'll be honest with you, when he brings Sturridge on. But Sturridge, for those 10 minutes, ran his fucking arse off. Joe Gomez goes in at right back. I think Trent Alexander-Arnold's moved to right wing. And we just settled everything down.
That's what Sturridge needs to do when he came on, and exactly you've just said it, settle it down. That's what you need to do in those final minutes of a football match, you know, stay down longer for an injury. I don't care, you've got to do that type of shit, you do.
And Sturridge goes down in their area, doesn't he?
And rightly so, well done, minute, well in, played. Fair fucks. You know, with Sturridge, he comes on, and like you said, he's running everywhere, he's creating holes, he's just doing what he can, he's just putting his bit in, and that's just all we need. I don't know what else to say. It was just unbelievable. And it's one of the best nights of ever.
Mate, it's the best game at Anfield that I've been to. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't come back from 3-0 down against Barcelona. You just don't do it. You don't do it if you're not a football club named Liverpool FC. Yeah. Because nobody else has got that in the locker. They were shell-shocked. They walked off the pitch tonight, the Barcelona players. I was looking at Lionel Messi, and I thought to myself, he might give up football here, because he's absolutely fucked. He's got no appetite of getting back on the horse. You know what I mean? He's like, just, that's me. I'll go out here. That's fine for me. I can't be dealing with places like this anymore. Let's just, Louis, should we try and get a move to Liverpool Football Club, maybe, and have a little bit of that ourselves?
I wouldn't mind that, I'm not going to lie to you, that'd be nice. But just the way that we conduct that game, and just big performances from some big players. You know, a player who I love in Sadio Mane comes in, and he does act like the big player. He doesn't score all the goals, but he comes in, and Barcelona fans would be getting, yeah, he's their main man, he's the one that we need to watch out for. And he was, he caused them problems all night, mate. Honestly,
whether he was going up against Sergio Roberto, whether he was going up against Jordi Alba,
he didn't give a fuck.
They didn't fucking know how to deal with him.
He's a pain in the arse. The pace that he can, just remarkable, mate. He is a top player, 100%.
What a performance from Liverpool Football Club tonight. Listen, drop a like on the video. Subscribe to RedmenTV.com. We're doing the final word on this show tomorrow. We're doing the Man of the Match show tomorrow. We're doing the Stats and Tactics show where I get to break down that entire glorious 95-odd minutes of football tomorrow. And then if you sign up tonight, it's a free month. You're going to get the final league game. You're going to get the Champions League fan, you're going to get a build up the final
you're tempting
word,
me, you're everything, tempting mate. Me.
And after that, it's just £5 a month for all your transfer news, gossip, everything that you can need. We're here with you through thick and thin, like our football team stood up for us tonight. It's like nice. The video, subscribe to Redmen TV on YouTube, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.